By now you can probably see how I'm going to be able to get off the platform. It's going to be quick for me. Amen. Just a little pulpit and I'm out of here. Praise God. Amen. Plus it looks like I can see you better too. Amen. And as you see, these are going to be the altars. We're not taking altars out. Amen. So as the carpet gets in here, but we're going to wait a few weeks to try to get the bathrooms done before we do. You say, Pastor, the carpet sure looks dirty. Well, that's because we're going to be taking it up. Amen. So, and as you can see, we're getting ready to put our recessed lights in up there. Praise God. Are you liking the shape of the windows and everything now? Starting to come to effect. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And now we're getting warm. Praise God. I'm stalling. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Might as well, I'm waiting on the Holy Spirit.
Sister Daisy and I are on the same wavelength.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
That's scary.
Yeah, look out for that. But there is no way that we can thank God for everything that He's done for us, for everything that He's given us. I look back and we've had some conflict for a while, but then God brought this family together, and then He created a miracle in Travis. Those of you who knew how He was and how He is today, He's worshiping God, praising God, reading His Bible, up at Mount of Mercy. And I'm doing my happy dance again because I just can't thank God enough for that. And Margaret and I were talking last night before we had our prayer, and we were thinking, well, what has God done for us here? Just in the last couple of years, Travis. And then a couple of weeks ago, Marcus. It's a wonder that Marcus is alive because he had a fractured skull. Now, he had a hole in his skull. And God didn't want him to die. He kept him alive. And we reminded Marcus of that numerous times. You're here on this earth still because God wanted you here. And just every little thing, every daily thing that we look at God and just say, there is no way we can thank God enough. We just can't. We would be here for 25 hours straight thanking God for everything that He's done for us, and it still wouldn't cover everything. But we just can't thank Him enough. And He's so good to us. And who are we? I'm a speck. I'm nothing on this huge earth. But God loves us. He loves our family enough that He wants to do things for us and perform miracles for us and provide for us. And I just can't. It boggles my mind that the most wonderful thing that He's done for us is given us salvation. And He's given us eternal life. There's no way we can thank Him enough for that. And we just, all I can do is just keep saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the ladies for helping us out. Turn my monitor down just a little bit. Praise God. Maybe the other one too. We'll see where we're at. Ladies, how much did you make yesterday?
$327.
That's good because I spent about $3,000. Or was it more than that? I don't know. Oh yeah, we're getting down into it. Amen. God's good. We're spending money on carpet too. Coming up. I'm going to keep right on going. Amen. Because you're starting to see. You're starting to see it, aren't you? Praise the Lord. But this morning I want to talk to you about Romans chapter 3. If you have your Bibles. Give thanks and receive from God. I'm going to be speaking out of the Amplified this morning. I might use a New Living Translation also. But I liked what the Amplified had to say. And I heard a little bit about this the other day while I was, Sister Daisy and I was going to do it to Eureka for something. And I liked the devotion that I was hearing. So the chapter starts with an acclamation that all the world is guilty of sin. That there is none righteous, none that meets God's standard, not even one. Say, I'm one. No one who understands. None who will seek after God. Say, none will seek after God. There is not one who fears God and his awesome power before his eyes. So, starting with verse 19. Now we know that whatever the law of Moses says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that the excuses of every mouth may be silenced from protesting, and that all the world may be held accountable to God and subject to his judgment. Say judgment. His judgment. For no person will be justified, freed of guilt, and declared righteous in his sight by trying to do the works of the law. For through the law we become conscious of sin, and the recognition of sin directs us towards repentance, but provides no remedy for sin. And then it goes on to the justification by faith. And it says in verse 21 on, but now the righteousness of God has been clearly revealed independently and completely apart from the law, though it is actually confirmed by the law and the words and writings of the prophets. This righteousness of God comes through faith in Jesus Christ for all those Jew or Gentile who believe and trust in him and acknowledge him as God's Son. There is no distinction, since all have sinned and continually fall short of the glory of God. Now that's going to be my central theme this morning, but we're going to continue on from here. Since all have sinned and continually fall short of the glory of God and are being justified, declared free of the guilt of sin, made acceptable to God, and granted eternal life, hallelujah, as a gift by his precious, undeserved grace through the redemption, the payment of our sin, which is provided in Jesus Christ, whom God displayed publicly before the eyes of the world as a life-giving sacrifice of atonement and reconciliation or propitiation by his blood to be received through faith. Say, receive.
Receive.
Give thanks and receive. Say, give thanks.
Yeah.
And receive. To be received through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, which demands punishment for sin, because in his forbearance, his deliberate restraint, he passed over the sins previously committed before Jesus' crucifixion. It was to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus and rely confidently on him as Savior. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded, entirely ruled out, banished. On what principle? On the principle of good works? No, but on the principle of faith. For we maintain that an individual is justified by faith, distinctly apart from works of the law, the observance of which has nothing to do with justification, that is, being declared free of the guilt of sin and made acceptable to God. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not also the God of Gentiles who are not given the law? Yes, of Gentiles also. Since indeed it is one and the same God who will justify the circumcised by faith, which began with Abraham, and the uncircumcised through their newly acquired faith, do we then nullify the law by his faith? Or by this faith, making the law of no effect, overthrowing it? Certainly not. On the contrary, we confirm and establish and uphold the law, since it convicts us all of sin, pointing to the need for salvation. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray, Lord God, that you would open up our hearts to receive the engrafted word this morning. Help us, Father God, to check our attitudes at the door. And Father God, help us to receive from you this morning. In Jesus' holy, precious name, and everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Do you know your attitude is a big part in your spiritual walk?
Amen.
If your attitude's not right with God, you're not going to receive anything from the gospel.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. We have to come in humility to the Lord. Do you know it takes humility to receive from God?
Oh, yes.
Amen. For first of all, you got to humble yourself before him and believe. Amen. Say believe.
Believe.
By faith. Say by faith. in Jesus Christ and the work that he did on the cross. Amen. Romans 3:23, since all have sinned and continually, I like that word continually, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But that's what we usually hear. But when I pulled out the Amplified, I started to take a look at that, and I thought, you know what? Do you know that Jesus Christ continually forgives you of sin?
That's right, amen.
He continually does it. Aren't you glad that he continually does it? Even when you sinned against him, he continually forgives you. And sometimes of the same sin, he continually forgives you and remembers it no more. I like that.
That's right.
Continually.
Yeah.
My goodness. It took me a while to learn that, Brother Henry. He continually forgives me of my sins. I like it. I really do. And I don't treat his precious grace carelessly. How about you this morning? Amen? He continually continues to forgive me. Continually I fall short of the glory of God. But I'm not the only one in the house this morning who continually falls short of the glory of God. Amen? Amen. We all continually fall short. So when I saw that in Amplified, that excited me. Amen. It excites me to know that he continually forgives me of sin. But you know, there are some folk that treat his grace pretty carelessly. Amen. It's a cheap grace. They continually sin and will continually do it without repentance. They think it's okay. Well, God forgives me. And they do nothing in their power. Hello. When I say their power, because we have a part in salvation. We have a part in our healing. We have a part in our deliverance. Oh yeah, but that's not what the word says. Is it? Amen. James says, I'll show you my what? My faith by my works. But don't get caught up in that this morning. This morning what I want you to see, he continually forgives you.
Yes, he does.
Amen. I wish I could pray more. But that does not change the fact that I'm still free in Christ.
Right.
It doesn't change the fact, hello, that if you read your Bible every day, now that's a good thing to do. Man, that was easy coming off of there. I like that. Okay. The thing you got to understand is it's not how much you pray. It's not how much you read your Bible. Amen. He still freely forgives you. It's his grace.
Yeah.
It's his grace. It's his mercy. And I love it. I'm so glad that he does that. But I'm not going to treat his grace carelessly.
That's right.
I don't want to do that. I want to please him. Say, please him. How many know that we try to please our earthly fathers or our earthly parents, if you will? We've all done it, tried to do it. But isn't this good to know? That even if we haven't pleased him, we can still come to him and still freely receive his grace in time of need. In fact, the Bible says so, doesn't it? Yes. That we can freely come to the throne of grace in a time of need. Aren't we glad? Will you receive that this morning? Many of us are guilty. Hello. And we walk in a fear of God instead of coming in a fear of awesomeness of a God who can change your tomorrow. In a God who can change your today. In a God who is able to do abundantly above what you're able to ask or think. I like that about God. Amen. How many have tried to be like our earthly father? And then to find out, whoa, they sin too, huh? They're not, maybe not the best example. Amen. Praise God. I have too. Let's check the scriptures this morning. As you start to cross-reference Romans 3:23, you'll find in Galatians 3:22 says, but the scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise, say promise, promised by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. It's a promise. In Romans 11:32, the English Standard Version says this, for God has consigned all men to disobedience that he may have mercy on all. That's you.
Yeah.
Mercy on all. That's you. That's me. That's on whomever comes to him, he will have mercy upon them. That's all. Jew, Gentile alike. It doesn't matter. All will retain mercy from God.
Right.
God has consigned all men to disobedience. Let's read again. Romans 3, 9, and verse 19. 9 says this, if I get back out. Romans 3, 9. Say, I got it. Good. Hopefully you did. What then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. There is none righteous, no, not one. Remember in my opening I said that this part of the chapter, it talks about the acclamation that all the world is guilty of sin. It's an acclamation. It's a shout from the Apostle Paul that says, hey, listen to me. You're all guilty. I'm guilty. We've all been guilty from time past to time future. We are all guilty. It's an acclamation. There's only one way to be saved, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Verse 19 says, now we know that whatever the law of Moses says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that the excuses of every mouth may be silenced from protesting, and all the world may be held accountable to God and subject to his judgment. Oh, church, in the world, there seems to be so many ways to freedom, so many ways to get to heaven. There's only one way. It's receiving the gift of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Give thanks and receive from God this morning. He cleanses us from all guilt. As far as the east is from the west, come on now, as far as the north is the south, east and west, he has removed my transgressions from me. Justified by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. 1 John 1:8, as we continue to cross-reference this morning, the NLT says, if we claim we have no sin, we're only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. Hebrews 4, 1-3, therefore, how many like rest? I love rest. My wife may not believe that sometimes. Brother Jerry, your wife may not believe that sometimes. Hello. Come on now. But I like rest. But I also like to eat. My family likes to eat. And my friends and my family seem to like to eat too. Say, Pastor, what do you get at? Sometimes you never know when you're going to have another mouth to feed. Man, goodness. But God wants us to enter into his rest. We try to do things in our own power. If I'll just pray a few more minutes today, if I will just read a few more of the paragraphs today in his word, let me tell you something, church. Amen. It seems like the busier I get, the behinder I get. The hurrier I go, the behinder I get. Huh? It seems that way, amen. But thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God that he still forgives. Thank God he is a God who loves his children and cares about his children, who wants to wrap them up in his arms. No matter what you've done, he's still Lord. He's still Savior. He still holds tomorrow. He is the God of the universe. He still says it's justified through faith in Jesus Christ. There is no other way but through the blood of Jesus Christ. He is the sanctifier. He is the redeemer. He is the one who calls us into Leviticus. He is the one who brought up Moses and said, here is the law. But I wanted to tell you today, it all pointed to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is the reason for the season. He is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way unto heaven through Jesus. It's the only way. I tell you, my God is alive and well, and he wants to live inside of each and every one of us, and he wants to work through us, and he wants you to enter into that rest. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still remains and is freely offered today, let us fear in case any one of you may seem to come short of reaching. Say reaching. He wants you to reach reaching it or think he has come too late. Ha ha. For indeed we have had the good news of salvation preached to us. I'll stop there for a minute. Thinking he has come too late. Now we got some folk in here who either lost some loved ones, political figures, famous figures who we've adored and used as examples in our life. I want you to know they've all sinned. They've all fallen short. Now I know why I moved this pulpit back. Lord, God, it's high up there. We've had different people in our lives who we've looked up to. And some people are still saying, Michael can still dunk it. Michael can still from the free throw line go and dunk that ball. Who are we talking about? Most of us know. Michael who?
Jordan.
Amen. If you would mention Elvis Presley to some folk, some youngsters may not know who he is. However, there's many of us who are trying to keep it alive. Some people think they've seen Elvis. You go to Las Vegas, you'll find Elvis all around the place. Amen. You'll find him walking down the street. You'll wonder if because you see him on the street, you also see him at a show. Let me tell you, how can he be in two places at once? Hello, because some folk is taking on the identity of Elvis Presley so that he can still live.
That's right. Amen.
But I want you to know something today. He still was a sinner.
Right.
Just like you and I have been. And we continually sin before the Lord.
Yep.
I had one elder lady in a church. Good thing I wasn't pastoring it. Love that lady. I don't sin. Praise God. I'm a Lord. But put it through my theology. It threw my theology out the window, I think. How can you do that? I know you. Hello. But I'm not the judge. Amen? Pastor, where are you going with this? I like to think that even Elvis Presley gave his life back to Christ. But you know one thing that he said from what I understood? He told Pat Boone this. When Pat Boone says, Elvis, you're heading the wrong direction. And Elvis said, it's too late for me. I want you to know today, it's not too late. And we're seeing in the scripture, amen, if you will enter into his rest, it's not too late. It's not too late for some of us even sitting in their chairs today. Guilt has been overriding in your life. You've been condemned, and you condemn yourself in mighty ways. But God wants to tell you today that there is a way that you can be set free today. Just receive from God this morning the grafted word, which is able to do abundantly above what you're able to ask or think if you'll just trust in him this morning.
Yes.
In case any of you who seem to come short of reaching or think he has come too late. For indeed, we have had the good news of salvation preached to us, just as the Israelites also when the good news of the promised land came to them. But the message they heard did not benefit them because it was not united with faith in God by those who heard. For we who believe, that is, we who personally trust and confidently rely on God, enter into that rest. So we have his inner peace now. Because we are confident in our salvation and assured of his power. Just as he said, as I swore an oath in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. This he said, although his works were completed from the foundation of the world, waiting for all who would believe.
Yeah.
Believe. Yeah, but Pastor, even the demons believe and shudder. Enter his rest. Enter into his rest this morning. Receive. Give thanks and receive. Some of you on Facebook saw the picture of the eagle that I put out, which I got from somebody else, Pat Jacobson, that she got from somebody else, that talks about the eagle and the snake. And the snake was down there. She saw the picture. The eagle had a hold of the snake just below the head on the ground. And it's dangerous.
It's dangerous, but what that eagle did, it took a hold of that snake and it took it to a different realm. He took it up into the air where the snake couldn't do anything. Amen. Are you hearing me this morning? What we need to do is start giving God thanks. What this world needs to do is give God thanks. Start giving Him thanks and receive from God. Because that's what happens when an eagle, hello, begins to understand what about God, gets into the spirit realm and starts to give thanks. Because we don't even know sometimes why we give thanks. But as we start to give thanks, things start coming to us to give thanks. And the Holy Ghost starts to take over. And the next thing you know, that venom come off from the enemy's not going to hurt you anymore. He can't even bite you because now he's loose. He can't be on his feet, if you will, because he's been taken out of the ground. He's been taken into the spirit realm. And God's trying to do something in you. He's starting to overcome those things in your life that you haven't been able to overcome. And God says, are you here this morning? Are you willing to let go and let God? Because God is alive and well, and he's able to do a fire, but you're not able to fight. Oh, come on, this morning. Somebody. Somebody. Somebody get a hold of that this morning. Somebody receive this morning. You got trouble? Give him thanks. Give him thanks that he's there with you. All I see is the devil. That serpent's just got a hold of me. Shake it off. Shake it off. Climb out of it. You got to crawl, crawl. Do everything you can to seek his face and God will show up.
Yes.
I'm done.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Shut the book. Shut up. God bless you.